With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has signed a disaster declaration for Texas and says the administration is helping the state.
We're working very close with representatives from Texas, and it's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible.
And the president says he's also heartbroken over the loss of life reported over the weekend and all the devastation from the flooding.
We say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much, and God bless the state of Texas.
And as Tayshia Stevens reports, the Lone Star State now getting a helping hand from the NFL.
The NFL's two Texas-based teams, the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans, are joining the NFL Foundation to help support the families of victims and survivors of the devastating flash floods in Central Texas. The National Football League said Sunday they'll contribute $1.5 million to provide immediate assistance and long-term resources to those most impacted by the catastrophic flooding. At least 82 people have been killed, dozens are missing following the July 4th disaster. Listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations at SalvationArmyTexas.org. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump, meanwhile, throwing cold water on Elon Musk's newly announced political party.
The president said it's ridiculous for Musk to launch a new political party. He told reporters that it's always been a two-party system.
Third parties have never worked, so he can have fun with it, but I think it's ridiculous.
Over the weekend, Musk announced that he would form the America Party in response to the president's sweeping tax cuts law. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, global shares mostly down as the administration now steps up pressure on trading partners to quickly make new deals before a Wednesday tariff deadline kicks in. U.S. markets coming off some new record highs last week. This is SRN News. Colorado's assisted suicide law is being challenged. Here's Michael Harrington.
A group of disability advocates is taking the state to court, arguing that the measure, which allows doctors to help people take their own lives, unfairly targets the disabled. The suit contends that a request for suicide indicates a mental disorder. Under Colorado law, if a healthy person makes the request, he is referred to a psychiatrist. But if a disabled person does so, they're allowed to kill themselves. The suicide law was passed in 2016. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court will not hear a case involving a push to revive a law that minors must have their parents' permission for an abortion in the state of Montana. That after voters enshrined abortion in the state's constitution at the ballot box, the parental consent law passed in 2013 but was blocked in court and never took effect before it was invalidated by that election last year. This is SRN News. With the severe flooding in Texas on everybody's mind after a deadly weekend there, correspondent Ron Taylor took a look back at some of the deadliest floods in U.S. history, at least over the past 2.5 decades.
Flooding has caused an average of more than 125 deaths per year in the U.S. over the past few decades, according to the National Weather Service, and flash floods are the nation's top storm-related killer. The deadliest flood event in the past 25 years was Hurricane Katrina, which hit the Gulf Coast in 2005 and caused nearly 1,400 deaths. Most recently, flash flooding along a Texas river led to the deaths of at least 51 people and left many others missing, including girls attending a Christian summer camp near the Guadalupe River. Ron Taylor reporting.
President Trump says he's optimistic a ceasefire deal in Gaza could be agreed to this week after Hamas announced that it had submitted what it called a positive response to the president's proposal for a 60-day truce. More details at SRNnews.com.